This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Nicole Hannah Jones Fan Club, join now. I don't have time to start the Nicole Hannah Jones Fan Club, but I'm absolutely ready to join and pay dues. Somebody start this and send me a membership card, because this is one truth-telling, tell-it-like-it-is reporter, if there ever was one, and miracles never cease. She does so in the New York Times, of all places, if you can believe that. So I first found myself saying right on when I read her piece about the importance of busing after the Kamala Harris-Joe Biden dust-up on this issue at the debate. Her arguments there devastated anyone who might have even whispered that busing was anything but a public good and essential to racial justice. When Biden and Harris's people read that piece several months ago, they should have just waved the white flag of surrender and stepped away from the car on that issue. What really has pulled me across the line forever, though, is her lead piece for the 1619 Project, noting 400 years of enslavement on North American soil. Wow. Let me just share some examples of her arguments to give you a sense. She refers to forced labor camps, which some people call plantations. She calls out 10 or so of our first dozen presidents as slavers. She nails Thomas Jefferson and the Declaration writers for their efforts to scratch out any mention of slavery in the Declaration and Constitution, but counts the times they dance around it. She cites continuing the practice of slavery as a major trigger for the demand for independence from Britain for fear that abolitionists there would force an end to the practice on the colonies. She unabashedly argues that African Americans have saved democracy in the United States from the white elites, and that the best and truest Americans are, in fact, African Americans. And let me remark again that she does this in the Times. In general, this is a special Times Magazine section that everyone should read. You know it by its enemies. Former House Speaker and current Fox commentator Newt Gingrich is whining that the 1619 Project distorts history. Of course he is. He represented a district in the Atlanta suburbs that one article particularly zings for creating the traffic congestion that is the legacy of slavery and persistent racism in Atlanta, and where one county continues to reject the expansion of MARTA to provide mass transit there. Living in Louisiana, the section on sugarcane, including the fact that the French Jesuit priest planted the first cane stalks in 1751 near Barone Street in New Orleans, where one of Acorn's old offices was located in 1978 for several years at 628, was especially painful to read. No one living in the South escapes this reality today and the impact of its legacy. I also have to admit that I read Hannah Jones' piece when she wrote about her father's roots having been in Greenwood, Mississippi, before they ended up in Waterloo, Iowa, and that there were more lynchings in that county than any other in Mississippi, where there were more than in any other state. I had to quickly double check that Greenwood was in LaFleur County rather than in my mother's family next door in Sunflower County, even though terribly bad in every other way imaginable. She's going to win a Pulitzer this year for these pieces. New York Times is going to win one for the 1619 Project. I take a bet on both of those as a member of her fan club, but I would also cover a bet that she at least could care less. It's change that every word in her essay is demanding. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.